Blog Talk Radio. Out,
I never have gotten that. And when I become extra rich, when we leave this country, our father is going to, we're going to leave riches and glory. The white man won't acknowledge what he has done to us, this country, our country. I'm finding out that this is our land, and who he has nothing. The white man takes, he robs and steals from my people. So what I am beginning to find out is that he robbed, steal, raped, and murdered us. He's still murdering our young men in the street. This police officer, the last one in Minneapolis, I guess, I think it was George Floyd. I don't remember like I used to, but if you see that tape, this white police officer has George Floyd down on the ground with his knee on his neck, and he's telling the person, I can't breathe. Lord, thank you for allowing me to breathe. Last Tuesday, as well as this Tuesday morning, I was very sick. Thank you for making me better. And let me introduce myself. This is the Feed My Sheep Show. I am Sandra Harris, your host. Happy Tuesday, everyone. I ask that you sheep read your Bibles. I read from the King James Version. And I want you to know this. Excuse me. I am Belgian. In the book of Deuteronomy 5, verses 7 through 21, and in Exodus chapter 20, verses 3 through 17, both of those are in the Old Testament. I want you to read that. This is where you can find the Ten Commandments. But there are more commandments. Read all of Deuteronomy if you are able. I'm Belgian. Excuse me, Satan under my feet for his making me belch and do all those things. I want you all to know that Sabbath starts on a Friday. If you can, cook your meal for Saturday. You are not supposed to cook anything from Friday evening through Saturday evening. That's when our Father has designated it holy. Evening starts after, I would say, 5 o'clock. That's when I start my evening. And I go on to the next day, the Sabbath day, and it ends at 5 o'clock. If I had not eaten, I will go to the store and get me something quickly while I have a chance. I don't know when our Father will be back. I ask also that you sheep have your three P's ready and handy. You may ask, what are the three P's? They are pencil. I want you to jot down any scripture that I may state. Now, you get younger people and some of the older ones are becoming computer savvy, but I have chosen not to become computer savvy. I just know how to turn my computer on and off. And nothing else. Maybe I should try something else, but I don't know too much of that. Now, she, hopefully you have found 2 Kings chapter 12, and that's where I am going to start reading from today, and I am going to read as much as possible then on Friday evening at 5 o'clock, if my Father in heaven allows me to come back to you, sheep, I will start reading where I left off. Let's pick up reading 2 Kings chapter 12. Let's start reading there and find something out. Last week, we found out a little bit about Jehu. He killed Jezebel. He had someone to throw her off the roof. That's how he killed her. Jezebel was wicked. And Jehu was not perfect neither, but he had, he stopped that wickedness that she had had for years. Let's read chapter 12. And let's start reading at verse 1. In the 7th year of Jehu, Joash began to reign. And 40 years reigned he in Jerusalem. And his mother's name was Ziba. That's spelled Z-I-B-I-E-H of Bishir. Bathsheba. She was from a place called Bathsheba. And Joash did what that which was right in the sight of the Lord all the days of his days were in Jehoiada. That's spelled Jehoiada. The priest instructed him, but the hot places were not taken away. The people still sacrificed and burnt incense in the high places. So, in the high places, people did what? Oh, you're so smart, sheep. Yep. You remember? They burnt incense in did sacrifices. Let's read chapter 3. But the high places were not taken away, and the people still sacrificed and burnt incense in the high places. And Joash said to all the priests, all the money of the dedicated things that is brought into the house of the Lord, even the money of everyone that passes the account, the money that is every man is set all, and all the money that cometh into any man's heart to bring into the house of the Lord. Chapter, verse 5. Let the priest take it to them, every man of his acquaintances, and let him repair the breaches of the house. Breaches are broken places or when you have a chance, look that up, word up, breeches, or whatsoever in breeches shall be found, even cracks or broken places are breeches. But it was so that in the 23 years of King Joash, the priest had not repaired the breaches of the house. Then King Joash called Jehoiada, spelled Jehoiada, the priest, and the other priests, and said unto them, why ye not repair the breaches of the house? He asked a question, and therefore receive no more money of your accountants, of your acquaintance, but deliver it for the breaches of the house. And the priest consented to give no more money of the people, neither to repair the breaches of the house. Now, I need to reread verse 8 for myself so I can understand what it says here. It says, and the priest consented to receive no more money of the people, neither to repair the breaches of the house. And Jehoiada, the priest, took a chest and bore a hole in it, lid of it, and see the inside of the altar on the right side as one cometh into the house of the Lord. And priests that kept the door put therein all the money that was brought into the house of the Lord. And it was so that when they saw that there was much money in the chest, and the king's scribe and the high priest came the money in bags and told the money that we found in the house of the Lord. And they gave the money that being told into let me read verse 11 again. One moment, please, sheep. Verse 11 again. And they came and they gave the money being told into the hands of them that did the work, that had the oversight of the house of the Lord. And they laid it out of the carpenters and builders that brought this iron work that worked on the house, upon the house of the Lord, and the masons and the hewers of stone, and to buy timber and hew stone to repair the bridges of the house and of the Lord, and for all that was laid out for the house to repair. Verse 13. Howbeit, there were not made for the house of the Lord bowls of silver stoppers, basins, trumpets, and vessels of gold or vessels of silver of the money that was brought into the house of the Lord. But they gave that to the workmen and repaired therewith the house of the Lord. Moreover, they reckoned not with the men in whose hand they delivered the money to bestow on workmen, for they dealt faithfully and trespassed money and sin money was not brought into the house of the Lord. It was the priest. So sin money was not brought into the house of the Lord. That was priest money. Then Hazael, king of Syria, went up and fought against Gath and took it. And Hazael set his face up to Jerusalem. And Joash, king of Judah, took all that hallowed thing that Jehoshaphat and Jerome, that spell Jehoram, not Jerome, Jehoram, and Ahazi, that's spelled A-H-A-Z-I-A-H, the fathers, kings of Judah, and he dedicated in his own hallowed things, his unblessed things. And all the gold that was found in the treasures of the house of the Lord and in the king's house, and sent it to Hazael, king of Syria, and he went away Jerusalem. And the rest of the acts of Joash and all that he did, are they not written in the book of Chronicles of the kings of Judah? And his servants arose and made a conspiracy to slew Joash in the house of Melo, which sitteth down to Syria, that's spelled S-I-L-L-A, for Joshar, the son of Shimnath, that's spelled S-H-I-M-E-T-H, and Jozabed, the son of Shumar, this male, Shomer, his servants smote him, and he died. And they buried him with his fathers in the city of David, and Amasa, that's spelled A-M-A-Z-I-A-H, the son reigned in his stead. That ends the reading of chapter 12. Now, let's see what we can find out more about in chapter 13. I want to read as much as I can to you, sheep, before my father calls me to come home and I will have to go, like so many others. Hopefully, I will not catch any of the disease. I am like Martin Luther King. I may not get there with you, but I want to go to heaven to be with my Father when it's time for me to go. I must answer the call. I cannot delay. When it's time for me to go, I must go. Let's read chapter 13 in 3 and 20 years of Joash, the son of Ahaziah. That's Ahaziah. That's spelled A-H-A-Z-I-A-H. King of Judah. Jonah. Jehoshaz. That's spelled J-E-H-O-A-H-A-Z. The son of Judah began to reign over Israel in Samaria and reigned 17 years. And he did that was evil in the sight of the Lord. So Joash, his son, ruled in Judah from Samaria, and he reigned 17 years, and he did that which was even in the sight of the Lord, and followed the sins of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, N-E-B-E-T. Let me spell that again, N-E-B-A-T, which made Israel sin, parted not therefrom. So all the sins, he kept doing the sins, he departed. So that's our foreparent. That's why we are slaves today. Our foreparent sinned. Now there is another group of people saying that they are the Jews, but we are the real one of the Bible. And I learned that from Hitler. He said, and Jesse Owens was running against the people in that area, and Jesse Owens, the black man from America, won. And Hitler told one of his bodyguards, if they only knew, they are God's chosen people. Well, those people that are there now were placed over our land. Well, this is our land too, I'm beginning to believe. But Hitler's comment was, if they only knew that they were God's chosen people. That's what Hitler told his servant, that they don't know. And I have found out, just reading this Bible, that we are the chosen people, and those people that are over us here in America refuse to acknowledge it. I am telling you, whether you like it or not. I was reading verse 13, and I am going to read verse 1 again. I stopped to tell you all that Hitler knew that we black folks But white America is trying. Gabal, Ammon, and Amalek, the Philistines, the Philistines, and the inheritance of Tyre. Also, Asher joined in with them. So, I don't, all those people, they form against us Israelites. And now, Egypt shall be a desolation, and Edom shall be desolate wilderness for violence against the children of Judah, against the children, because they have shed innocent blood of their land. But Judah shall dwell ever in Jerusalem from generation to generation. I will cleanse their blood that I have not cleansed, for the Lord dwelleth in Zion. Our Father in heaven dwelleth in Zion. Excuse me, let me get back to chapter 13. In the 23 years of Joash, the son of Ahaziah, that's spelled A-S-H-A-Z-I-A, king of Judah, Jehoshaphat, the son of Jehu, let me spell his name for you, chief. J-E-H-O-A-8-A-Z, son of Judah, began, the son of Jehu began to reign in Israel in Samaria and reigned 17 years. He did that which was evil in the sight of the Lord, and followed the signs of Jeroboam. Let me spell that thing. Jeroboam. J-E-R-O-B-O-A-M. The son of Nebat, which Israel sinned. He departed not therefore from. I wonder why you white people won't admit that we are the children of God. Now, and you know that those people that's in Israel that are white are not supposed to be there. They, God knows who we are. I wonder, why would he talk to me and tell me to feed his sheep? And I am not a white person. I am a brown person, very brown. He did not talk to you. I'm wondering why, since you have hope, why did you? You're all he delivered them in the hands of Hazael, king of Syria, into the hands of Ben-Hadad, the son of Hazael, all their days. And Jehoahaz, that's spelled Jehoahaz, besought the Lord, and the Lord hearkened unto him, for he saw the oppression of Israel, because the king of Syria oppressed them, and the Lord gave Israel savior, so that they went out from under the hand of Syria. And the children of Israel dwelt in tents as before time. Nevertheless, they departed from the sins of the house Jeroboam, who made Israel sin, but walked therein, and there remained the groves also in Samaria. Neither did he leave of the people of Jehoahaz but 50 horsemen and 10 chariots and 10,000 footmen. For the king of Syria, he destroyed them all. He destroyed them and had made them dust in the dust by thrashing. Now the rest of the acts of Jehoahaz and all that he did and his might, are they not written in the book of Chronicles of the kings of Israel? And Jehoahaz slept with his fathers, and they buried him in Samaria. Jehoahaz, the son, let me stop here at verse 10, because I didn't tell you, I don't remember telling you all that I had planned to. We're going to start in the book of 2 Kings, verse 10. I will start reading there this Friday. The Lord sees fit for me to come back and finish this chapter up. And I hope he will. I pray that he will, because I want to live. My program is just about over. Let us now have a closing of words. Remember, in Joel chapter 2 and verse 3, they're talking about wars. And I want you to remember, I want you to read this chapter. Oh, Lord. I want you to read what to know as much as I know. And I want you to write. That's telling us that we should have .
help your children, and don't let them fall by the side of the road, and teach them to love one another, that heaven might find a place in their heart. 'Cause Jesus is love. He won't let you down. And I know we've got to walk on,
got to
walk on through temptation, 'cause His love and His wisdom will be our helping hand. I know the truth, and His word will be our salvation. Lift up our hearts to be thankful and glad that Jesus